Hi, my name is Daniela Catalan, and this is Connect the Pod.
I'm Angelica Benitez,
Quicani Lopez,
and Vicky Benitez.
And we're back. This is Hydrologics Part 2, The Condensation of Ideas. In Part 1, we looked at different water problems globally and locally. This episode, we took a look at how other kids are coming up with solutions.
We interviewed the Incredibots of St. Euphrasia in Granada Hills, coached by 6th grade teacher Angie Gonzalez, G-Force, Berkeley alumni Sergio Escobedo, 42 Trees, and Boeing engineer Alfonso Rios, also known as The Mechanic.
The Incredibots will be competing in the first LEGO League, LEGO Robotics National Competition, where middle schoolers build robots to compete and solve current water issues. We visited the robotics lab in Mrs. Gonzalez's classroom where they were working on their solutions for the competition.
The Incredibots have two teams, Team 16209, whose project is water permeable sidewalks, and Team 24303, working on gray water. They will be competing in the first round of FLL November 19th.
Hi, my name is Angelica Benitez and
Quicani Lopez.
We are interviewing
Brianna Viner,
Victoria Gonzalez,
Malia Madariaga, alumni of the Incredibots.
What is the project you guys are working on?
The project that we are working on is the permeable sidewalk, and the purpose for it is that all the rainwater that comes down, we want to be able to take that rainwater and use it instead of having it just go and evaporate. And another purpose of our sidewalk is to reduce the amount of runoff.
Because the runoff in urban areas is 55%, and in natural areas it's only 15%, so there's a big difference between the runoff.
How did you come up with your water solution?
For our project, we went through many different versions. Eventually, we came to a permeable sidewalk, which absorbs water and will send the water to filtration plants so we can use that water in emergencies or just in general usage.
How do you make your driveway permeable?
To make your driveway permeable, different mixtures of cement, rocks, sand, wood chips, and stuffing. So once we find the one that's going to let the most water through yet still be efficient and stable, then you could take that mixture and you would just take out the already there concrete of the sidewalk and then repave it with our mixture.
How are you guys coming up with like the mixture or like the right solution?
Right now it's a bunch of trial and error for our mixtures because we don't know exactly what's going to work the best or what's going to work the worst. So we're mixing a bunch of different things in order to create a permeable sidewalk. So
we have tested some variations of our project, which was our first prototype, and that one was unsuccessful. And we are also making two and more prototypes that are on the way that we are still going to test to find the best one.
How is your project helping the world?
It's mostly just helping our community, and then once our community has done it, then we can start branching out. It's helping by taking the wasted rainwater that just sits there and evaporates, that we can take that, send it to filtration plants, and use it. It's also helping reduce the pollution because all the car oil, the trash, that's all in the streets. The sidewalk is also helping filter out the oil.
How are you going to present your project?
For a competition, we will present all of our attempts at making permeable sidewalk and explain why one worked better than the other and why we failed at certain examples. And then we're also going to present our research, what went into making our permeable sidewalk, how it can help, what the purpose is for, what will come out of it, like what benefits will come out of it in the areas that we have researched.
How many droughts in a row have we had?
California has had one major drought from 2011 to 2017.
Thank you very much. This was Angelica Benitez
and Quicani Lopez
interviewing
Team 16209, the Incredibots.
Hi, my name is Daniela Catalan
and Vicky Benitez.
And this is
I'm Amy Belzik and I'm 11 years old.
I'm Olivia Chediak and I'm 11 years old.
I'm Lucas Antwitz and I'm 11 years old too.
I am Elijah Quintana and I am 10 years old.
I'm Vicente Cruz, I'm 11 years old, but they call me Vinny.
Our group is 24303.
What is hydrodynamics?
It is a waste of water that we use in our everyday life in our community.
What is a water solution?
Gray water is water that has been reclaimed and contained with chemicals that must be eco-friendly. If not, it is not reusable. We're thinking that we can use most of the gray water and transfer it to the toilets, and then you have free water.
We made a model of the gray water and the black water. So for gray water, we use bath, faucets, dishwashers, showers, and clothing washers. And even if there's, I mean, of course, you cannot use toilet water because that's considered black water. And on our model, we have the average amount of gray water a household uses in black water, but they're scaled down to milliliters. You can only use it for certain things. You necessarily can't really reuse it in showers and stuff. You can reuse it in toilets. You can use it on plants. You can wash like outdoor stuff with it.
Why aren't present solutions good enough?
A current solution is all this gray water is going so far away to get to a plant. Why you can just install a gray water filter in your own house? That's cheap when you first buy a house, but after you buy a house, it's expensive to have. You should buy a filter.
You don't necessarily have to buy a gray water filter. All you really have to do is change the chemicals that you're using in your water, and you can take that out, put that in a storage tank, and actually reuse it instead of having to filter it unless you want it to be reused back inside the house for showers and other stuff.
Two of our teammates right now are Julio and Zachary. They're working on robot right now.
How do you build a Lego robot?
Yeah, the base with the wheels, and then two, stabilize, and three, add more, then stabilize that, and then add everything else you need, and then stabilize again.
What exactly are you doing?
Trying to figure out how to attach attachments really quickly to the motor, because it would be very time consuming during match because we have a time limit. We're trying to figure out a way to just click it and boom, it's on.
Right now, I'm trying to build up the outer barriers or frame so like Julio's attachment would easily attach to the frame I'm building.
What technology do you use for the robot?
We use this brain.
Lego Mindstorms EV3.
Yes. This is a brain that tests motors and our other attachments. Yeah. We also use a computer to program it. Basically everything.
Here's a snippet from Angie's interview with the Incredibots mentors.
Yeah, how has the Incredibots changed your life?
Here at school, it has changed me because I get to know the Incredibots personally. I get to see their personalities. I get to see how they handle challenges. I get to see them grow in the intangibles such as teamwork and leadership and problem-solving skills, things that they don't get to see, but I get to see it, and I always feel it's a blessing to see them grow when they graduate.
What inspired you to be on the team to help children?
I love working with the kids. I really got into it just because when I was young, I knew I always wanted to be an engineer, but there weren't any programs like this to get involved in when I was growing up. So this is kind of my way of getting them out there and getting them information as to what's out there. I have a mechanical engineering degree from Cal Poly Pomona. I work for Boeing.
What inspired you to be part of the Incredibots team?
Being able to see them like come to these aha moments. Just I like fostering education and people's drive for these STEM fields because we need them to solve a bunch of our issues in the world for now and going into the future, because with climate change we aren't 100% sure about what type of things are going to change, and being able to solve problems like water scarcity or how to clean water, they are the future. So if like give them a good head start, they can do a lot of awesome things.
Well, thank you very much for this interview. I am Angelica Benitez from ConnectaPod interviewing.
Alfonso Rios. I am one of the mentors on the Incredibots team.
My name is Sergio Escobedo, coach from Incredibots.
Mrs. Gonzalez, or my nickname. Oh, I forgot to tell you guys, my nickname on the team is G-Force.
Thank you for listening. This has been Daniela Catalan,
Angelica Benitez,
Victoria Benitez, and Quigani Lopez.
Our final episode of the Hydrologic series will be an interview with Stella Hernandez, who will tell us about Safe Agua, a designed project to collect clean rainwater for use in poor neighborhoods.
The water solutions of today will help us solve the problems of tomorrow. Thank you, Incredibots, for being part of the solution, and good luck. Dun, dun, dun!